Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Coaching Radio. We are your humble host, broadcasting live from a rather chilly Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to share the show with you. It's going to be fun and hopefully make a great impact to all of our listeners. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So the topic that we've been focusing on the last few radio shows are the 30 things I wish I knew when I was 30. And you know, the thing is that these really are, I'll tell you what we're doing. Julie and I are basically writing a couple outlines for some books that we're going to write this year, and these are some of the chapter topics that we're thinking about. So kind of what we're doing is we're giving you guys a rough idea of what some of our future books are going to be. So that's kind of what our focus is on, what are the things that we can be discussing with you that are going to have the most impact the quickest. So that, you know, you guys know how when you read a book, like you'll read like the first 20 or 30%, it's valuable. Then the middle is kind of like, this is just garbage. And then you'll read the last part. Well, I don't know about you, but I hate books like that, especially when they're books designed to help you in your business. You just basically want to be given the practical, usable facts and then sort of like get the information you need and move on and apply it to your business and your personal life. Well, that's really the intent of our radio show. A lot of you I know that. We are generally speaking fluff-free. Generally speaking, we're just drilling down on the things that are going to, you know, you guys can find useful to put into action to make money right away. Well, that's how the books are going to be as well. So the first one's going to be called Harris Rules. It's probably just going to be 12 chapters, so it's going to be called Harris Rules, 12 Secrets to Everlasting Success, something like that. So that's going to be coming out hopefully in third or fourth quarter. So I also want to thank, and Julie, you didn't happen to find those emails, did you?
I did.
Oh, good.
I think I know what you're referring to.
Yes.
Carol.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. And there was actually another one too, but that's okay. Listen, guys, we really appreciate the emails that we get from you. We really appreciate the feedback. We really appreciate the suggestions for show topics. We really appreciate how you guys are, you know, so we got a long email yesterday. It was a great email. And Julie, that was the one where the person was saying basically they finally internalized and put into use doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So
yeah.
I think that's the one you're going to read. Yeah, but I mean, so many of you for the first time, I think, in your adult lives are kind of coming around the bend and realizing why maybe you haven't been able to accomplish the things you wanted to accomplish. So I had personally 4 coaching calls today, and I know Julie had the same number. Julie and I only handle a very small schedule of top producing agents. We don't really, you know, that's all we do. I mean, 3 days a week, Julie and I have a small schedule, and then we have obviously a team of coaches that handle the bulk of the coaching calls. But one of the things I noticed is that, you know, there's all kinds of little apathetic ways, apathy creeps in many different ways. And I know a lot of you guys, having, you know, been born and raised in Ohio, I know a lot of you guys are dealing with the doldrums of the winter. And I know psychologically and even physiologically, you're just not as motivated as you normally would be. And then there's others of you, too, that are basically, I just get this sense, and I've gotten this sense for the past couple weeks, that because of the mixed news on the economy, because of the presidential, you know, drama, because of this, that, the other, some of you guys have lost track and are not as motivated and focused as you need to be. And this is especially true for the top producers, okay? Because you guys set the bar not just for your offices but for your entire communities. What you do is, you know, other people are getting motivated by your success. You know, that's just generally speaking how it works in life, right? So if you're feeling that way, or if you're not actually, you know, 100% drilled down and focused, if you're not 100% working towards the accomplishment of specific goals, you know, you got to stop yourself. You got to get off the couch. You got to focus the mind. You got to put yourself into a schedule. We've talked about all the different ways you can be motivated, all the ways, different ways you can be focused. But here's the key thing that a lot of you seem to be missing right now. It's taking action. You know, we're hearing great things. We're, you know, you guys are all kind of boiling up with all this, you know, all these words and whatnot. But you got to start taking the actions. A plan, no matter how well written and how well thought out, is not worth anything unless it's completely executed. So take action. Take massive action. So those of you who are dealing with, you know, I just had a coaching call with Julie Paul in Virginia, and they had 36 inches of snow. 36 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Wow.
I know. Well,
that's
here's
amazing.
The fun part. None of his kids are even 36 inches tall.
Oh, no. I was just thinking about that with Zoe. You know, she's, what is she now, 31 inches tall. So you can't even see over the snow. That's not even a snow drift.
No.
That's the actual snow. I know.
Yeah,
I had a call with
Taryn.
Yeah, to my client Taryn out in Long Island. They had 26 inches, I think she said. And it's just like, you know, she said her office manager cried uncle and said, I don't care if you guys want to come in, you're not coming in. Nobody's going to be on the road. So we do feel for you guys that we live in sunny Austin, Texas. We are originally from the Midwest, and we get it. You're going through a lot of that. And we recommend that you get those light visors, you know, the happy light, I call it. That stuff actually works. Don't live in a cave. I know it's hard to go out, but you can still keep yourself motivated.
Well, so here's the thing. All your competitors are probably feeling kind of mildly depressed, maybe like you are, because of the weather, because of the time, whatever, right? So if you guys learn and train and have the discipline to, again, going back to our mantra, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So even if you don't feel like doing it, understand that nobody else feels like doing it, probably in your market as well. So
which
if
is
you
good
actually
for you.
Start doing, right.
Yeah.
So someone asked us in an email, Tim, if there's, you know, we get questions like this. There's no way to answer them, right? But this was the question. Tim, if you could tell me one thing, you know, one thing I could do today that basically would, you know, ensure my being successful, like there is only one thing. But, you know, I thought about it, and here was the answer. Work, you know, twice as hard as the next guy. That's it.
True.
That's how complicated it is. That's the nice thing about real estate. You don't have to be particularly smart. You don't have to be particularly good looking. You don't have to be particularly anything. If you work hard, you will win. You know, if you do the core disciplines of this business, you will win. Now, if you really want to win, then you just do it twice as much as your competitor. So getting back to the point about how a lot of you guys are maybe experiencing some weather doldrums, and maybe you're paying too much attention to the news, or maybe you're worrying too much about the economy, or maybe you're distracted by all these other things and you're not focused on what you're supposed to do. So normally, most people only really work productively, and this has been the results of many years of research, for about 45 minutes a day. That was studies done on actual people that worked in companies. So they show up.
Wow.
They're getting paid for a full day's worth of work, but they're actually only really working for 45 minutes. The rest of the time, they're moving stuff around on their desks. They're going to meetings. They're chit-chatting. So 45 minutes a day. Okay, now, in real estate, there's no way it's any more than that. So in real estate, most agents will only do real work for 45 minutes, but reality of it's a lot less. So if you
and
were
sometimes
to work,
that's begrudgingly.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
So if you were to work for 2 or 3 hours a day, okay, and you were to work intensely for 2 or 3 hours a day, doing the things that are going to put you in a position to help others and make money, think how much further down the road you'll be, how much faster. That's it. So if you want to know what the key to success is at the end of the day, you guys know the mantra, I won't say it again, but it really does come down to that. That is the key, that is the focus, that is the mindset. Quit looking for the silver bullet, quit looking for the, you know, magic fairy dust, quit looking for anything that basically is going to give you the easy button or the shortcut. They don't exist. Now, there will be thousands of people trying to sell you into the belief that you can shortcut success. You can't. You have to do the work. You have to build your skill set to a point where you're able to provide a high level of service to enough people and that they're willing to pay for it so that essentially the cash rewards are everything that, you know, are produced enough for you to have a life of true abundance. That's it, guys. Julie, do you have that email?
I do. So this is a great combination shout-out and wanted to share Carol's – this is from Carol Cooper, and I figured out her area code. Carol lives in the Tampa area of Western Florida. So great shout out. If you have any referrals going that way, go find Carol Cooper, who works at Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Okay, so Carol says, hi, Tim and Julie. I've been listening to past episodes of your radio show lately and wanted to let you know that I find your discussions very helpful and refreshing to someone who is struggling to launch in real estate. I'm a part-time agent and have drifted back and forth between being both excited and disenchanted with working in the real estate industry. And that in itself has kept me from being full-time. Now, I'm sure that this is resonating with more listeners than just Carol, so this is a great email example. Listening to you has made me realize that I need to focus on what works for me and that there are many different ways to be successful in real estate. I've also learned from you that discipline is key and, quote, here it comes, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level is something that I have never had the discipline to do, and that is why I've never grown past where I am in my career. So a big thank you for saying that phrase so many times that it finally got through to me. So for those of you who roll your eyes every time you hear that for the 117,000th time that we say it, think about Carol being introspective about this. And then she goes into some questions about coaching and goes on from there. Since you say the show, personally read the email, which we're showing you that we absolutely do, sending some questions. She talks about how to sign up for coaching and what the best program is for her. And, of course, we're going to be having a private confidential call with Carol to see what coaching does make sense for her. So congratulations for Carol for not just taking it to heart, what is going to be the difference between taking yourself from part-time to full-time and leaving the frustration and embracing why you got into real estate in the first place. Congratulations to you for being introspective enough to take action and to do something about it. Okay, so that's something that's lost on some of you guys. It's doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at a high level. There's that doing word again about taking action. So, of course, Carol, our coaching staff will take extra special care of you, and thank you so much for taking the time to send what is a fantastic email. I'm sure it's resonating with a lot of our listeners, Tim. I mean, how many people, there's a lot of agents that claim they're full-time, but their actions really are part-time. And I'm sure,
well,
you know,
right.
This is,
yeah.
You know, you got to come to terms with that and say, well, what is it that's holding you back? Well, it probably is at some level making yourself do the things, not just during those 45 minutes that you're making yourself do your lead follow-up or your prospecting or what have you, but, you know, actually doing the stuff that makes you, let's be honest, a little bit uncomfortable. It's hard to learn scripts when you aren't used to using them. It's hard to figure out how to put together a pre-listing package, but it's a lot less hard when you have coaches helping you do it.
So remember, guys, I'll just mention it this one time, free coaching calls for agents.com. Free coaching calls for agents.com. When you request a free coaching call, you get an immediate download link to two of our 8 books, but one is called The Real Estate Treasure Map, and that is your business plan, basically. We just gave it a fancy name, but it is a book. It is kind of walks you through the whole process, and the other is called Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. So grab both of those books, and, you know, again, that will be helping you to stay motivated and stay focused. You know, at the end of the day, guys, success in life is not that difficult to decipher. You can do it. Everybody can do it. There are no limitations based on age, based on race, based on gender, based on anything, based on your background. None of it matters. That's the blessing about this business. Now, I want to really drive one more point home, Julie, before we get to our next point. I have been getting a flurry of emails from listeners where they're asking me about the economy. Now, I know a lot of them are longtime Tim and Julie coaching clients because I recognize their names, and they're asking me because they know back in 2007, Julie and I were warning all of our coaching clients that there was going to be a market correction and that you need to start learning how to do the things that were appropriate for that market, short sales specifically. Now, that was, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, so forever ago. But it wasn't until the following year, until the rest of the market woke up to the fact that we are indeed right. We can get into how Julie and I were able to predict that later, but there you go. So a lot of you guys are asking me if I'm foreseeing any clouds on the horizon with regards to the overall economy. And I'm going to answer the question in a second, but I'm going to tell you, you've got to be cautious of that mindset, because what you're doing is you're asking those questions and you're probably online looking for reasons to not work. In other words, if you, it's a skeptic's mindset. If you believe that tomorrow is not going to be better than today, that means today you're not going to do anything that would make tomorrow be better. So a skeptic never has to take any action because he can always just basically, oh, that's this, that's the other thing. Oh, I don't believe in what they have to say. Oh, I can just basically, boom, essentially rationalize complacency, rationalize being lazy. The same mindset happens when you are actively looking for clouds on the horizon, because here's the bottom line. The economy overall is stronger than it's been for at least 10 years, arguably 9 years. There's no clouds on the horizon with regards to the opportunity in this industry. There are some clouds on the horizon in some other industries, but not in ours. You guys are in the right place at the right time. Now, it's really critical that you not wait around. Don't take another second thinking about what you're going to do. Go back, listen to the past radio shows. Do what Carol's done. Request a free coaching call. You can get our past radio shows on Inman.com. You can get our past radio shows on real estate, what the hell is it called? Real Estate Coaching Radio.com.
Yeah.
So you can go back and you can listen to our past shows there. But, you know, if the market does take a step back, if there are some places in the country that do fall into recession, you know what? It doesn't matter. Because you can make money no matter what direction the market is headed. No matter if it's going up or if it's going down, you can make money. So don't start convincing yourself otherwise. Don't start convincing yourself just because CNN and some other things you've been reading are talking about the possibility of a recession. Here's what you got to think about. Who cares? Who cares? It's like
right.
the bad weather. You know, the bad weather basically is making all your competitors essentially sleep in late, become complacent, plan on doing what they're going to do today, they're going to do it tomorrow, the next week, or never, right? Well, the same thing is going to happen now. If other people are paying attention and starting to believe that there's going to be some sort of recession, what is that going to do? It's going to cause them not to take the actions necessary for them to succeed. I'm going to say it one last time, and it's incredibly important that you internalize this. You can make money being of service to other people in this industry, no matter what direction the overall macro economy is headed. It doesn't matter at all. Matter of fact, I go as far as to say that it's actually easier to make money when there's a downturn in the economy because so many agents don't know what to do, okay? That's what happened before. And if there is a recession in parts of the country or an overall recession later this year or early next year, some people are predicting, good. We'll talk to you guys about how to make the most of that type of market too. So don't worry. You're in the right place at the right time. Take action. Take massive action. If there's anything we can do for you, please remember to ask for help. So, Julie, I think we're picking up on point 16 or 17, correct?
16. You got it.
Shoot.
All right. So 16 is pretty simple. Believe in God and practice a faith. Why is that so critical? I think it's extra critical if you're in the field of real estate, quite frankly, because it gives you a moral compass. It gives you leadership. It gives you literally what it sounds like, faith. Faith in God, faith in your family, faith in yourself. When you're having those days when you're under 36 inches of snow, you're wondering what in the world is going on, what am I supposed to be doing, having that faith really, I think, serves people well. And we certainly have coaching clients of all different faiths, but I think that that is a good basic outlook on life. I mean, it's just there's so many of our coaching clients that say, no matter what else, part of my goals for this year is to go to church every Sunday or every other Sunday. Why? Because that's my church family. It makes me feel good, you know, and of course, is good for business for some of them, depending on how you look at that. So I think that's an important point that kind of stands on its own. Want to
let's isolate that for the more agnostic out there. If you guys were to read biographies of past and current really successful people, there's certain commonalities that all of them have. There's certain traits that all of them have. And almost without an exception, believing in God and participating in a faith, whatever it is one of the commonalities that they have. It gives them a backbone. It gives them a set of rules to live by. It gives them a structure that helps them stay true north the whole time throughout their lives. That's really the essence of what having a faith and believing in God does for you. So if, you know, that's something, again, I know, and I hate the fact that in our country right now, frankly, talking about God has become taboo. You know, that's wrong. It shouldn't be something that people are embarrassed about or people are feeling like, well, if I tell, you know, we're in Texas, so there's no problem, you know, being a church-going person around here. But in lots of parts of the country, people kind of are not really that outwardly, you know, expressive with their faith anymore because they're worried about being judged or being seen. I mean, it's ridiculous. So just remember, if you're money-motivated and you're success-motivated, just remember what I said. Almost every single successful person in the history of successful people, one of the commonalities has always been their belief in a higher power. So just keep that in mind. Next point, Julie?
Exactly, and that actually ties into point number 17, to read constantly. Start by reading the Bible. Great place to anchor yourself. And, I mean, Tim, you're listening to a great book. When we say read, we also mean, of course, Audible. You can certainly do that. You guys drive around so much. So you're listening to Titan about Rockefeller. And I think when you're deciding what to read, you know, like I said, start with the Bible. Start, you know, that's something that you're going to have your whole life as an anchor. And then go from there. So we've got a great reading list if you're a coaching client of ours. We've got a reading list that's under resources on our website for students. And then read biographies. So, like, I mean, it's amazing the things that you're taking away from the Rockefeller story and how you can apply that to business. It shouldn't just be in the real estate field, guys. I think it's far more interesting to be reading outside of that and autobiographies and biographies of successful people. If you take two or three things just from each of those books that you're listening or reading to and you apply those to your life, you apply those to your business, think of how more forward your business will be, even after 90 days of holding yourself accountable to reading. I think one of the things that it does, Tim, is it exposes them to bigger, different ideas that they're not necessarily going to get in their own backyard. And it also highlights that there is always another level of learning. The agents that are hardest to coach are the ones that have decided that they already know everything. So by reading constantly, it negates that.
You can be essentially in what Julie and I call a golden cage, no matter where you live in the country, and that's basically where you have a very small world, where you're exposed to the same people, you're exposed to the same experiences, you're exposed to the same everything every single day. So in other words, you're not ever allowing new ways of thinking to enter into your life. And then what happens is you become complacent. You become as successful as basically your peer group. You become successful as your community. And then you wake up one day and you realize that you let decades go where you could have just been focusing on, doing something bigger with your life. You don't have to reject your values. You don't have to reject your friends and your family to become successful. A lot of you guys are afraid that if you were to really buckle down and really become successful, that you would alienate some people. And I'm not going to lie to you, because it's true, you will. But what happens is those people come around, most of them come around, and oftentimes your success becomes the beacon for other people to follow. I mean, Julie and I, we certainly didn't come from, either one of our families didn't have any money. Julie's parents were school teachers. My dad was an entrepreneur. None of us, Julie grew up middle class, and I grew up arguably lower middle class. And none of it really mattered, because we were willing to read books. I mean, I read Think and Grow Rich when I was originally in middle school, by Napoleon Hill. And so we started allowing these new thoughts and experiences to enter in our minds. And so when we started making a lot of money in real estate, you better believe that the little, world that we lived in or we came from, they didn't know how to deal with it. Our families, were confused. Our peer group was confused. We were, people accused us of, all kinds of crazy things. And really, all the reason that we were successful and have been to this day is for all the reasons we've told you guys on the radio show, right? Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So, but what eventually happened is that some of those same brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles that, weren't that enthusiastic about us breaking out of the mold, they eventually started to follow in our footsteps. They got into real estate. They started asking us for suggestions on how about rental properties, because you guys know we have dozens of rental properties. So they started thinking about how can they change their lives. And so we showed them that, and they said, well, heck, if Tim and Julie can do it, anybody can do it. That must have been what they thought at some level, which is probably true. And then they started emulating, and they're now more successful than they probably otherwise would have been had we not had the courage to break out of that paradigm. So when you're thinking about ways to be impactful long-term, to leave a legacy, your success of being successful, your track record of being successful, that is a legacy. You reset almost the financial DNA for all your future family members, for all your friends, for everyone you know. The little pebble of your success in the pond has so many ripples in such profound ways. If that doesn't motivate you, really nothing will. So, Julie, what's the next point?
That's exactly it. So point number 18, avoid life's many easy buttons. The easy button commercials that we all kind of wish we had, that big red easy button on our desk and we just push it and everything would be easy. Well, guess what? There is no magic bullet. Believe me when I tell you, you would hear about it on this podcast if and when there is a real estate or life magic bullet, easy button, whatever you want to call it. So go back to the previous point about doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at a high level. There is no easy button. And you guys, right now your email is full to the brim of people offering you an easy button. If you do this, all of your lead generation woes will be over. You just have this one easy monthly payment, right? And many variations of that. So here's a place where you can be a bit of a skeptic. If it seems like an easy button idea, you should be a bit skeptical about that. And we have lots of emails that come to us, and I encourage all of you guys to do this, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. When you get something like that, forward it to us and say, hey, is this for real? Is this really the easy button? How's it work? What do you know about it? A lot of our podcast interviews with companies that are proven will show you that. We do vet those for you guys because we know what you're going through, and it's worse now than it's ever been before, as people know that you're ramping up for spring and all of these things. So avoid the easy button. Remember the accumulation effect. Yes, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at a high level on a consistent basis, that's what leads to success. It's not putting in your occasional 45 minutes and hitting an easy button. Like I said, if that ever actually works, you'll be hearing about it from us. Maybe we'll even
Anybody trying to sell you guys leads, okay, especially buyer leads, you have to have the courage. And this is not a swear word, so I don't owe anyone $20, but you have to have the courage to say hell no. So when they call, which they're going to, and they already are, I bet you have 10 voicemails from Zillow right now, when they send you emails, when they send you postcards, when they do all this other stuff, and they're trying to sell you buyer leads, you have to say hell no. Not just no, hell no. Because buyer leads are the easiest thing in real estate to get. You know, and you guys are spending hundreds, in some cases thousands of dollars. One of my, I had a catch-up call with one of my coaching clients who, they make millions and millions of dollars per year. We had him on the radio a couple, month or so ago. Anyway, he told me he did an analysis on his cost of buyer leads. It was like $3,500. You know, you guys are absolutely positively going down the wrong path buying buyer leads. That's what most of the easy buttons are, trying to sell you some form of a buyer lead. Say no. Learn how to be a listing agent. Learn how to actually be a business owner. Learn how to actually become financially independent. That's where your money works for you, and you no longer have to work for your money. Be the agent that actually does it, like Carol's going to. Now that she finally has accepted the fact that she's been like so many of you who are constantly in search of the easy button. 100,000 of you, 96,000 this month, are listening to us on a regular basis. I challenge all of you, and that's a lot of people. I challenge all of you to really set aside your search for the easy button. Really set aside that, essentially people trying to take advantage of your innate desire to be lazy. Learn the skills. Learn the mindset. Adopt the business acumen, and you will be successful. By the way, not just in real estate, but in anything. So, Julie, what's the next point? I know you have a call.
Yep, you got it. So point number 19, similar to 18, but a different spin, don't fall prey to mystical, magical thinking about success, health, spirituality, etc. And then remember The Secret and how viral that was, and it took off, and everybody was talking about it. Well, and there are a lot of good thoughts and good things and positive stuff in The Secret. But in coaching, that's kind of like what coaches refer to as the lost year of coaching. Because we'd have calls with you guys who are like, well, I wrote it down 15 times that I would have $1 million by the end of the year. So, I've done my job for the day. What?
I'm just going to manifest it.
Yeah, let's see how right? that worked out for
yeah.
you.
I'm going to meditate on it, and the universe will bring me what I want. So the failing of The Secret, and by the way, The Secret is essentially a representation of so many things that are out there, is essentially that did not tell you to take action. And guys, you got to think like a marketer. If you're trying to sell something, if I'm like weight loss, like anything to make money, business opportunities, like anything, right? If I were to tell you guys what Julie and I do tell you, like if we were to tell you, you can hit an easy button with us and all this stuff will be done for you and you can just magically, mystically expect everything to sort of just come your way, it doesn't require a lot of effort. All of you are going to stand in line to buy whatever I'm selling, right? But it's dishonest, it's unethical, and I believe it's immoral to basically lie to people like that, when they're coming to you for help. So what you got to be thinking about, again, these points are all built on top of each other, obviously, is you have got to keep your mindset on the practical things that will put you in a position to help people and make money, right? Don't be confused about making money. Don't be in conflict about the fact that you have to make money to not just pay your bills, but you should, once you accept the fact that your job is to be of service to other people, and once you're of service to enough other people, you're going to then basically have opportunities to live your life beyond your dreams. That's what money's all about. The amount of money you have or don't have is a direct representation to the number of people that you've helped. That's the whole equation right there. So if you guys are confused, if you're conflicted about money, as a lot of people are, they don't even know it. Like some of you right now are listening, and you're like, what is Tim jammering on about? Well, here's a thought. Ask yourself, do you think rich people are evil? Do you? Do you think rich people are evil? Do you think rich people got rich from taking it from other people? If you answered in any variation of yes, you have a problem with money. So in other words, you will literally not do the things necessary to make money because you think money and people with money are evil. That is a little political manipulation that's entered into our worlds in the past 10 years. That did not exist when I was growing up. And a lot of you guys will remember that was not the way our country was formed. And you've got to be conscious of the fact that people who are trying to convince you of that are trying to manipulate you to their own means. People with money, as a rule, okay, here's a little you know, thought for you. Do most people who are, say, millionaires in the country, statistically, did they earn it or did they inherit it? Most of you are going to say they inherited it, and that's not true. Most millionaires in the country are first-generation millionaires, and they've earned it. That's it. So set aside what your misconceptions are about wealth and realize that if you're not living the life that you want, if you're not providing for your family in the manner in which you want to, if you don't have the stuff you want, the cars, the houses, the clothes, okay? If you don't have the savings that you want, if you don't have the financial security you want, if you don't have the passive income that you want, if you don't have everything that you, if you were to write a picture, an image of what you'd look like at your, you know, your peak, like the perfect version of you, if everything is not on its way to being like that right now, if you're not actively every day working towards the accomplishment of things necessary to get you to your ultimate version of you, that is on you. That is you being in conflict with the fact that your goal in life is to develop the skill set, develop the mindset, and develop the business acumen to put you in a position to help not just a couple people, but not just a dozen of people, but hundreds of people. And when you do that, when you've been able to master the skills of selling real estate, when you've been able to master the mindset that's necessary for wealth accumulation, then you will be absolutely blown away by how many people will line up around the block to do business with you. That's it. So that's the equation. It's you. Your willingness or unwillingness to develop a skill set that other people are willing to basically pay you to use. That's it. When you develop that, when you have that power, when you have that, that thing that other people want, you will then all of a sudden start being a money magnet. But you have to take the action to get that skill set. You have to be willing to learn what's necessary. You have to follow a schedule. You have to have daily minimum standards. You have to, oh, here it is again, do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. If you want to get anywhere in life, that's what you have to do. Guys, it's not complicated. So we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. If there's anything we can do for you, we love your emails, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Remember, guys, ask for a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Oh, I did get an email during the show when Julie was talking, and I wanted to respond to it, so sorry about this. MojoSells.com. You guys, if you're not subscribing to MojoSells.com, you're missing the boat, especially this year. Just check them out. It's one of the few services that Julie and I wholeheartedly support and recommend. Never heard a bad thing about MojoSells.com. Should be an absolute minimum standard thing that all of you have in your business, especially going into this year with so much opportunity. If there's anything we can do for you, please ask for help. Email us directly or freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.